So like Barb said, she asked me to bring something to the ladies group, and this is what I got. So she said, oh, and then she should share it with the rest of this body. So here I am. It's called Fight the Good Fight of Faith. And this comes from 1 Timothy 6:12a, which says exactly that. Fight the good fight of faith. This year is not a year to rest on the laurels of achievements of the past year. Change is coming. Will it be temporary or permanent? Will we squander the chance to move forward toward righteousness? Or will we bicker and complain? Or, like Shakespeare said, will we take arm against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them? That's from Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 1. Rabbi Jonathan Cahn asserts in The Dragon's Prophecy, a book he's written, you bear the image of God, and so to the dragon, you are the enemy. And if you know and follow God and uphold his ways, you are all the more the enemy. He has waged war against you from the very beginning of your life. It was God who called you into existence. And so it is the dragon who seeks to bring you out of existence. It is God who speaks over your life the words, let there be. And it is the dragon who speaks over your life the words, let there cease to be. God brought you into existence for a high and sacred purpose. The dragon has sought to keep you away from that purpose, to turn you away from life, away from God. The dragon has sought to wound and scar you, defile and degrade you, enslave and oppress you, hinder and thwart you, break your spirit, to cripple and paralyze you, to defeat, to crush you, to destroy you. He is waging war against your life, even at this very moment. If you are of the Lamb, of Messiah, then the word given for your life and your battle with the dragon is Nikeo, victory. That's Greek for victory. God did not call you to be defeated, but to Nikeo, to triumph, to win, to overcome. Overcoming requires that which must be overcome. Victory requires a fight. Therefore, you cannot fear the fight, the adversity, the attacks, or the battle, for they are the very things that make it possible for you to become victorious. End of quote. How will we be victorious? Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 tells us how. And you probably know this by heart. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girt your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Again, Jonathan Cahn's book, quote, and the Lamb will prevail against the dragon. So you who walk in the footsteps of the Lamb will likewise prevail against the dragon. Whatever the darkness, whatever the evil, and whatever the attack, whether of your world or of your circumstances or of your life, it will not in the end prevail. Whatever the darkness, whatever the evil, if you follow the Lamb, you will walk in his will. You will prevail. No matter how great the evil, it will, in the end, be vanquished. No matter how great, how dark is the night, the darkness will, in the end, fade into the light of dawn. By the power of the Lamb, you can overcome all things. Therefore, be not overcome by evil, but overcome the good, but by the good overcome it. Overcome fear, not by hate, Do not be overcome by fear. That sounds better. Not by hate, not by despair or sorrow, but overcome evil with good. Fear with faith. Hate with love. Despair with hope. And sorrow with joy. By the power of life, overcome the power of death. By the power of God, overcome the impossible. And by the power of heaven, overcome the world. End of quote. Isaiah 41:10 states it this way. God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." No person is fighting every battle. To what battle has God called you? Philippians 3, starting at the second half of verse 11, Paul wrote, "I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Again, from Jonathan Cahn's book. Press on in confidence, in courage, in love, in the true, the right, the heavenly, and the good. No matter what, press on. For the good will prevail, and the love of God will not give up. And all who keep on running will win the race. And all who keep on fighting will win the battle. And all who press on in the power of the Lamb will be victorious. End of quote. Galatians 6:9 reminds us, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." So we will fight the good fight of faith. We will press on. We will not lose heart. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and not hang on to our lives, but give them gladly for the sake of the gospel. We will prevail, and we will be victorious.